This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. We're opening our program tonight just outside Union Station, the main train station in Washington, D.C., just a few blocks from the Capitol building. It's been an anxious weekend for many people around the country, with new confirmations of anthrax exposure and warnings of possible terrorist attacks within days. Getting here today, we've had to take a new route, navigating concrete truck barriers and passing flashing signs reminding us of altered traffic patterns. All of it, though meant to ensure safety, can make one feel slightly more anxious and aware of one's own vulnerability. We're here to check in with the people who keep this place running. Railroad employees, cashiers, shopkeepers, people who have to come to work today.
Train number 142.
We're standing in the food court at Union Station, which is the lowest, about the lowest level of the station. A lot of food places, obviously. Tell me what you do here, please, what your job is.
Yeah, I'm a conductor. I actually work on the train. My name is Eric Mohan.
On Amtrak?
On Amtrak, yeah, that's right. My train goes from New York to Miami.
Were you given any kind of special instructions from Amtrak?
We pay more attention to the people that are on the train, the people that avoid your glance, or turn away as you approach them. There have been more security forces out on the trains now. A lot of the stops, we would let people on without tickets, and we would sell them tickets on the train. We've been instructed not to do that anymore. They have to go to stations and actually buy tickets. Local police and Amtrak also has their own police force, which rides on the trains. It kind of puts me at ease saying that they are doing things, you know, just to try to keep things, safer and whatnot for us, you know, out here on the trains.
We're standing with what really is the bowels of Union Station. There are movie theaters down here right next to the subway. And also there is a church that's called the National Community Church. It meets every Sunday. It has two services every Sunday. We just saw Attorney General John Ashcroft leave one of the services. We're standing with some of the congregants and just wondering what the service was like today, if it was any different because the FBI has issued these alerts recently, if the pastor said anything differently, if the mood was any different.
My name is Nina Krigg, and I actually have been coming to National Community since the beginning of April. I think the mood for most people in the congregation do work on Capitol Hill or work in jobs nearby and are involved very closely with a lot of what's going on, and I just think that there is generally been some caution and some concern and change, but you know, a lot of what the pastor talks about is just that the security is not found in our nation or in the city, but is found in the Lord, and I think that there's been a confidence that's come from that.
My name is Mark Batterson. I pastor National Community Church. We have a lot of people that have been affected by the tragedy, so what we do is just simply continue to lift them up, and the only way that we would cancel a service is if the station was actually evacuated. We were asked to physically leave the building.
When we return, we'll have the latest from the Pentagon, from Afghanistan, and an update on developments around anthrax.